Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces a new capacity building program for Mongolia's border security forces. Both sides ink 10 MOUs. Google's largest AI hub outside United States to be set up in India with investment of $15 billion. IMF raises India's GDP growth forecast for 2025-26 to 6.6% despite US tariff impact. Israel closes Rafah border crossing, affecting aid flow to Gaza, citing Hamas's failure to hand over bodies of hostages. And Madagascar's military announces seizure of state power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces as part of efforts to deepen cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Modi stated this in a joint press conference with Mongolian President Kurelsukh Ukna after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks in New Delhi today.
हमने आपसी साझेदारी को strategic partnership का रूप दिया था पिछले एक दशक में इस पार्टनरशिप के हर आयाम में नई गहराई आई है नया विस्तार आया है हमारा रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग भी लगातार मजबूत हो रहा है ट्रेनिंग कार्यक्रमों से लेकर दूतावास में डिफेंस अटैशे की नियुक्ति तक हमने कई नई पहल की है मंगोलिया के सीमा सुरक्षा बलों के लिए भारत नए कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग प्रोग्राम भी प्रारंभ करेगा
Prime Minister Modi said India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens.
भारत ने मंगोलिया को हमेशा एक पड़ोसी के रूप में देखा है और इसी नाते हम पीपल टू पीपल टाइज को बढ़ावा देते रहेंगे हमने निर्णय लिया है कि मंगोलिया के नागरिकों को निशुल्क e-visa दिया जाएगा साथ ही भारत हर साल मंगोलिया से युवा कल्चरल एम्बेसडर्स की भारत यात्रा भी स्पॉन्सर करेगा
मिस्टर मोदी सेड द ऑयल रिफाइनरी प्रोजेक्ट बीन बिल्ड विद इंडियाज 1.7 बिलियन यूएस डॉलर लाइन ऑफ क्रेडिट विल प्रोवाइड अ न्यू बूस्ट टू मंगोलियाज एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी ऑन द ओकेशन द मंगोलियन प्रेसिडेंट एक्सप्रेस अप्रिसिएशन फॉर इंडियाज सपोर्ट एंड रीअफर्म्ड मंगोलियाज कमिटमेंट टू स्ट्रेंथनिंग बायलैटरल कोऑपरेशन अक्रॉस डाइवर्स सेक्टर्स Later briefing media this evening, Secretary East and Minister of External Affairs P. Kumaran said, following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mongolia inked 10 MOUs for cooperation in various fields.
10 MOUs were signed. They were in the area of cultural exchange, immigration cooperation, promotion of cooperatives, humanitarian aid, geology and mineral resources, quick impact projects, yoga, and also renovation of the Bogud Khan Palace. President Forelsuk also visited Parliament House, where he toured the building, along with the Honorable Speaker of Lok Sabha, Sri Om Birla. Their interaction highlighted the close democratic and parliamentary connect between India and Mongolia.
President of Mongolia arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. The Conclave of Chiefs of United Nations Troop Contributing Countries, UNTCC, began in New Delhi today. The Indian Army is hosting the three-day high-level forum to deliberate on operational challenges and evolving threats, share best practices and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Addressing the conclave, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, India is advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures as some nations are openly violating international rules while some want to dominate.
Nowadays, some nations are openly violating the international rules. Some are trying to undermine it, while some want to create their own rules and dominate the next century. In all this, India, while advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures, stands strong in upholding the international rules-based order.
Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion US dollars over the next 5 years to establish its largest artificial intelligence AI hub at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. The announcement was made during the Bharat AI Shakti event held in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the AI hub will contribute to the India AI mission in many ways.
This AI hub will be a very important contribution to the AI mission goals in three different ways. First, skilling. We all know that AI is fundamentally changing the way the world moves today. Under such circumstances, there is a serious concern among a lot of IT professionals of what their jobs will be, where they would, how their lives will be impacted. So it's very important for all of us, especially the industry, to reskill and upskill our IT professionals in a major way. I would request Google to help the IT industry in that.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over the launch of Google AI Hub in Visakhapatnam. Replying to a social media post of Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Mr. Modi said the initiative will ensure delivering cutting-edge tools to our citizens, boosting digital economy and securing nation's place as a global technology leader. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said India's GDP will faster than estimated earlier, despite the impact of US tariffs on Indian economy. In its World Economic Outlook report released today, the IMF showed India's GDP growth rate for 2025-26 at 6.6% versus 6.4% earlier. But the IMF has lowered its estimates by 20 basis points to 6.2% for 2026-27. The upward revision was on carryover from a strong first quarter, more than offsetting the increase in the US effective tariff rate on imports from India since July. This is Akashvani, and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Israel has closed the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt till tomorrow, affecting flow of aid into the Palestinian enclave. Israeli officials said the decision has been taken after Palestinian militant group Hamas did not hand over bodies of hostages it is holding as part of the new U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal, without elaborating on how long the move would last. Hamas previously indicated that recovering the bodies of some hostages may take longer. In Madagascar, an elite military unit has announced seizure of state power, ousting the country's embattled President Andry Rajoelina. A Malagasy military officer, Colonel Michael R., announced today the state power in the East African country has been taken over by a military council. Protests erupted in Madagascar in late September, initially triggered by widespread power outages and water shortages. The protests took a new turn on Saturday, with an army regiment declaring its support for and protection of the protesters against what were described as abuses by security forces. In Bangladesh, at least 16 people were killed and several others injured after a fire broke out at a chemical godown and a garment factory in the Mirpur area of the capital Dhaka today. An official said the death toll is likely to rise as rescue efforts continue. Director of the Fire Service and Civil Defence, Lieutenant Colonel Tajul Islam Chaudhary, said the bodies have been sent to Dhaka Medical College Hospital for identification. Russia claimed today that it took control of another settlement in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said its forces captured the village of Balahan, about 8 kilometres east of the city of Pokrovsk, a key front in over 3.5-year Ukraine war. In the Sultan of Johor Cup, the hockey match between India and Pakistan ended in a 3-3 draw in Malaysia this evening. India registered a 3-2 win over Britain and a 4-2 conquest against New Zealand in the previous matches. In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 7 wickets in the final test of the two-match series in Delhi today. With this victory, the hosts have registered a clean sweep over the West Indies 2-0. The Indian batters pulled off an easy chase of 121 runs in the first session of the final day today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces. Both sides ink 10 MOUs. Google's largest AI hub outside the United States to be set up in India with investment of $15 billion. IMF raises India's GDP growth forecast for 2025-26 to 6.6% despite US tariff impact. Israel closes Rafah border crossing, affecting aid flow to Gaza, citing Hamas's failure to hand over bodies of hostages. And Madagascar's military announces seizure of state power. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.